Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Futterman at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
The call on Fox Sports as the Chiefs kick a game-winning field goal with 8 seconds left to beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. The Chiefs entered the fourth quarter trailing by 6 points, but when it mattered most, the Chiefs played their best. Kansas City outscored the Eagles 17-8 in the final 15 minutes. Kansas City fans who made the trip here to Arizona were elated.
Let's go, Chiefs! Super Bowl champions!
Oh, I love it. Love it. Kansas City Chiefs were champs again. We knew we'd do it again. We got Mahomes. We'll always be here.
The Chiefs were led by their great young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He threw 3 touchdown passes and was named the game's most valuable player. I'm Steve Futterman at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Now with more CBS News, here's Matt Piper.
Well, Rihanna very well may have made history during her Super Bowl halftime show. Her reps confirmed to CBS News that she performed while pregnant. The baby bump that was visible in the tight clothes she wore under her baggy red jumpsuit set off a wave of social media speculation tonight. The 34-year-old has a 9-month-old son with rapper A$AP Rocky. U.S. fighter jets shot down another aerial object, this time over Lake Huron in Michigan. The latest shootdown follows recent downings over Canada and off the coasts of Alaska and the Carolinas. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
This unidentified object was first spotted over Montana and then over Wisconsin and Michigan. Senior administration officials say its path and altitude raised concerns. Now, it doesn't sound like this was another spy balloon. It was octagonal in shape, and there's no indication it had any surveillance equipment attached. But clearly, DOD is getting more aggressive about eliminating objects that don't appear to belong in U.S. airspace.
The death toll has now topped 33,000 in Syria and Turkey after back-to-back earthquakes destroyed towns along their shared border nearly a week ago. Correspondent MTS Tayyab is in Turkey.
As we drove through Hatay, we couldn't find a single habitable building. For those whose lives were spared by the massive quake, life is now an unrelenting misery, especially for those desperately hoping their loved ones are somehow still alive. My mother and sister are still under the rubble, and I can't reach them, says Didim Celik. My soul is gone. They're dying under the rubble, and I'm dying here.
Ford is reportedly set to announce a $3.5 billion lithium battery plant in Michigan. It's with a Chinese tech partner.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college. learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
It's a firm commitment. Look, when's the last, if these guys, Jordan, whoever you mentioned, the idea that the Russian military with over 100,000 forces would invade and try to maraud Ukraine and us stand by and do nothing? Come on. And what I've done, and I think I'm very proud of it, I've been able to unite NATO completely. He was convinced NATO would collapse. NATO would not be engaged. I've been able to get our Asian allies to join with the Europeans in terms of taking on Russia.
Thank you, Dark Brandon. Why, oh my goodness, look, it's an American spy balloon. Live in studio.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because okay. The president's rude and should be removed and acts like an imbecile. I say, Malcolm Nance.
Live in studio.
Malcolm Nance. Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
I know. It's ice cream for breakfast all 3 hours.
Yep. Wait, ice cream?
I'm Malcolm Nance. I'm Malcolm Nance live in studio.
Yeah, I'm here for the donuts, baby. That's all and, I
got. Oh, we got donuts over there.
And to do Bill Maher tonight, tune in for Malcolm Nance.
That's gonna be an event. Yeah, I'm gonna be on Real Time with Bill Maher. That's why I'm here in Los Angeles.
Yes,
as the main guest.
Yes,
and we are going to talk about Ukraine and Chinese spy balloon pinatas.
Yeah, will you be addressing all the? Should we call them CS bitches at this point that are like, you're fighting in Ukraine? You're in a hotel bar.
Yeah. This is so funny because this theme started on the right wing very early on in the war. Yeah. And if you recall, there was that video where MSNBC was interviewing me with
yes.
Ali Arouzi.
Right.
And I was in Western Ukraine. I was in Lviv. I was in this yellow jacket. And while we're sitting there, a cruise missile attack not only is happening, it's literally landing in the neighborhood.
Which
that we're
hardly
in.
Ever happens in hotel bars.
No, yeah. And it killed six of my neighbors. Yeah. We're literally sitting there, and I'm you know, checking the bearing that they were coming in east to west axis and starts exploding there.
I
have
it.
People going, there's some moron. I don't even, you know, the funny thing about the internet and Twitter and all these things is there are a lot of idiots that I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's some guy like Miles Chiang or something.
Yeah.
He's a kid that literally lives in a basement in Kuala Lumpur. Uh-huh. And he's like a huge right-wing Elon Musk stan, you know, commentator on American conservatism.
Yeah.
Right. And he's never been outside this basement. And he puts this video up, which if you're a professional in my world, you're like, dang, that guy real time. I mean, he's doing it real time, right?
Right?
Analysis, I'm calling him correctly, right? And this guy's like, oh, I'll never get enough of this fake-ass role play. And I'm like, six people literally just died.
Well, I saw it live. I remember watching it.
Happened,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, I have a challenge for all you fakes. All right, you what do you call them? The something.
The ass bitches. Yeah, you don't have a bleep button, so you can't.
Oh, darn. And yeah, I got a challenge for you. Anybody's got a problem? I challenge you to meet me at the Medica border crossing from Poland to Ukraine, and I will bring you the Ben Shapiro's, the Jack Posobiec. You want to talk about a wussy? He made up a cartoon comic book of himself as 007, right. Agent Poso. And I will bring you to the furthest edge of the Eastern Battlefront. Yeah. Because when I come back to Ukraine, I go back to 3rd Battalion Legion, and I'm back on active duty, and we will bring you. And we'll see how long you last under Russian artillery bombardment.
Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah.
You're right?
Exactly. Walking, so. literally walking the talk.
First hour challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there you
first
go.
10
there you
minutes,
go.
30 seconds.
Where Gauntlet's been thrown.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
where
do we hard.
What a week to have you in studio. Not just the, what do you call it, the balloon, that story.
Yeah.
But however, oh my God, Marjorie Taylor Greene screaming like a lunatic at the intelligence briefing.
Oh my God.
But,
dressed as a as the Chinese balloon.
That's right.
I can't. And anyway, the big news: Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by Jack Smith. So we'll talk. We'll have Glenn Kirshner in just a few minutes. But I gotta say, I'm all happy clappy. But he's obviously moving up the. I mean, what's
the
Pence,
food chain?
What's Pence gonna do? He tried to have him killed. I mean, either he can tell the truth. Yeah. That's the best revenge.
Yeah,
right?
But there's no executive privilege for this anymore.
No.
Yeah,
all right, none.
He's trying.
He isn't president of the United States, and that's all Pence has to. The only thing he can do, and I'm sure Glenn will explain it, is try to take this to the courts so he doesn't have to go in. But you're under oath now, bro.
Yeah.
You're under oath. The one thing he couldn't be put under, and it's going to be, here's the first question. Did he try to kill you, man? Hey, what are you going to say? I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to say that it's going to incriminate you if you answer that this man tried to have 10,000 people kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. But
Pence is just going to say he wanted me to be more hung.
What?
Wait, what?
Wait, what? That didn't sound
right. The delivery.
Mother's
of that,
not going to like that.
The delivery of that joke. Let me help you with the delivery. Mike Pence would be like, brother just wanted me more hung. And I can't get my more hung than this.
I think you meant to be hung
without mommy's assistance.
What a day to have Malcolm Nance in studio. Can I just say, right? We might finally get. Terrorism expert, we might get justice for January 6th. We have Tulsi Gabbard audio for you.
God,
I mean, what
better a day?
It was
going so well until you mentioned that. Oh, boy.
What better a day could you be?
She was very
here?
Upset yesterday.
And I gotta ask you, and obviously we'll talk to Glenn about this too.
Yeah.
This Charles McGonigal story.
Oh.
I feel like has a lot more shoes to drop. Does it not prove everything you've said in every single one of your books? The Durham and Barr stories, all of it, that they're investigating at least the Durham?
In Plot to Hack America, which I wrote, I wrote that in 4 weeks. I got it out 6 weeks before the election. And one of the things that I kept telling people is, I says, as you read this book, which was an intelligence analysis of how Russia would had to have hacked us and which organizations, personnel would be involved in that. And I kept saying, if you notice there are gaps in the story, it is not an absence of facts. It's a black hole of facts, that facts have been pulled in there. And then at some point, we're going to have to cross the event horizon and find out what is there, what is not there that must be there.
Yeah.
Charles McGonigal is one of the major things that it had to be there. Who was leaking from the New York office? Who was assisting?
Have you ever heard the expression coincidence takes a lot of planning?
Nance's law, baby.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I stole this very old.
But you're absolutely right. He's the. Where did all this come? Where did the leak about there's no connection between Trump and Russia? Where did the leak about Hillary's emails?
If you consider him a black hole, you see all the gravitational pull of other stories pointing to that little space of nothingness. Now we can fill it in.
Yeah.
That there is that this guy may have been a massive conspirator. He has been charged. Yeah. Essentially, with acts that could be concluded as espionage, working with an Albanian intelligence officer for Oleg Deripaska, an FBI agent. The last time we had this talk was Aldridge Ames, the FBI agent that was a spy for Moscow who sent people to his death. Now we see that this guy tried to send American democracy to its death.
In a totally unrelated story that has nothing to do with spies, Edward Snowden writes...
Traitor!
The whole,
excuse me.
Well, bless you. The whole He tweeted, the whole system revolves around the idea that a majority can be made to believe anything so long as it's repeated loudly and often. And you just said the majority can be made to believe anything, like Snowden is a hero because he betrayed his own country and people and endangered our defense by running to become a citizen of an ex-KGB dictator. I mean, there's...
Good God.
Tulsi Gabbard sitting there, you know,
wait,
trying to say she's not. Let's just do this.
Did she say
16? Yeah.
Oh, here
she testified before Congress yesterday.
Yeah, here she is.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton accused me, a sitting member of Congress, a soldier, and a candidate running for president, of being, quote, groomed by the Russians.
Yeah. Yep. And
her baseless smear worked as intended. It was something that was repeated over and over, headline after headline, article after article, pushed online in every way. This had the harmful impact that was intended. I could give you many examples of interactions that I've had with people throughout that campaign and still today.
You know,
and where's the lie detected?
Hold it. I got to say something. A couple of years ago, Tom Perez, some people in my district were like, please run for Congress.
Yeah.
And Tom Perez was like, you're not going to like this job, Malcolm. You got a bigger mouthpiece. When I hear things like this, cuts like this, and I think, I really wish I had been on that panel.
Yeah.
Right? Because I would have literally shouted out, I would have said, and where's the lie?
Yeah.
You are groomed by Moscow, are you not? What, oh, you're not? You just love them intrinsically?
Did anyone ask her why they run her clips on RT?
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
They're
absolutely
Putin's talking
points. No, if she plays that soldier thing, I'm sorry. She's working at Psychological War Operations Command down there, and she betrays America every day. I don't know how the officer above her writes her fit reps.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out someday.
Yeah.
Many fine, honorable service members have flipped to enemy powers and become traitors. Benedict Arnold, for example.
Yes.
Yeah. Edward Snowden.
I'm sorry. I know you're against torture, but here's some more Tulsi Gabbard.
More recently, U.S. Senator Mitt Romney accused me of treason, a crime that is punishable by death under our laws. I challenged him to back this serious allegation up with evidence. What was this based on? There was no response, no explanation, no evidence, and certainly no apology.
Have you noticed they become a whiny little bitch party? They're just always the victim of everything.
Uh-huh. She is not. I'm going to go on. I've always say this. I've been saying this for years. Treason is the only crime listed in the Constitution of the United States. It has very specific parameters, all of which were laid down by Benedict Arnold. You cannot blame someone's children for someone else's treason. Mm-hmm. You must be at war. You must provide aid, comfort, and benefit to a foreign power in a time of war. She's right. She should not have been charged with treason. Right? Now that she betrays the values of America every day, time she opens her mouth, 100%.
Yeah.
That she, there's a whole litany of words that I can come up with. You don't have to use treason for Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
All right? Be, you know, crazy is a good word that pops up into my head.
Yeah.
You know, oh, by the way, if you guys haven't heard the story of her background and her religious upbringing cult,
go to
QAnon Anonymous podcast and listen to that episode. I heard it while I was in Paris, and I was just like, this woman got around all of us. She did a full, she just tricked the entire Democratic Party by, peace, love, and happiness, but works for a hard right-wing Indian extremist group.
Yep.
She's good friends with Prime Minister Modi.
Did we get those donuts?
Yeah, I'm trying to shove them in my mouth.
Oh, okay. Well, then you get one more Tulsi soundbite.
Okay.
As we sit here today, the danger is that if we choose to reject or challenge whatever those in power declare is the so-called truth, we are accused of being anti-authority. We are accused of being a danger to society, accused of spreading misinformation, and are then targeted, smeared, and called things like Russian asset, white supremacist, bigot, racist, sexist, extremist, traitor, and so on.
Except the last one.
Right. I mean,
But I mean, it's eerie, right? They're exactly Putin's talking points on Ukraine or whatever the subject.
Oh, yeah. She was a huge fan of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Mm-hmm. She denied chemical weapons attacks. You're supposedly a United States congressman who has access to classified information when you're over at Special Operations Command. Read the Reed board. That's what we say in the spy world, right? That's that big binder of hundreds of pages of intelligence put out every day to make you smarter.
Yeah.
She don't. All right. She believes Fox News. She believes all the crazy out there. Mm-hmm. Don't believe her. Facts are what they are. The truth is before your eyes by trying to muddy these waters, which is what this panel is. It's just a wine session.
Yeah.
All right. For right wingers. Yeah. And hence, Tulsi Gabbard shows up.
Yeah, there she is. By the way, did I miss that? Did Kevin McCarthy let George Santos have a classified briefing of some sort?
I think on the Chinese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. 20.
I heard about that.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. He probably has a fancy TV hotel, but if you didn't, I have Cozy Earth sheets on the extra bed.
Oh, I'm in for cozy sheets, bro. I gotta change my sheets up. Sorry, bro. What we say over in Ukraine.
Right. Bro is good.
Listen,
dude all the time.
That's all right.
Dude.
It's almost Valentine's
She's
Day.
She's my dude. Hmm?
And I'm cozy. Here's the sweet. Okay. It's because you haven't even seen me yet in my Cozy Earth pajamas. They're so soft, so elegant, so sexy. Okay. My sheets. And give everybody. It's Oprah's favorite for 5 years in a row.
Yep.
Do I need to say more?
They need them in camo, so I can take some.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, they do come in olive green.
Yeah.
In. Okay.
Oh, they do. They come in five awesome colors. Uh-huh. They're made from viscose from bamboo. So soft, so luxurious. Whether it's luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium bath towels, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding right now. It takes a tough man to like a soft sheet like Malcolm Nance. Yeah. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie. Save 35%. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
You just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about.
Rick Wilson, former Republican. So the decision to shoot down the thing was done on Wednesday. We monitored it, jammed its sensors, gained intel on its capabilities, waited till it was out of range where the crash could cause civilian harm, shot it down, and this is what caused a million MAGAs to lose it. Malcolm Nance has some hilarious thoughts on who won that particular spy game. Spoiler alert, us.
Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you can discover Civil War history, savor Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Aboard the newest fleet of American River boats, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Ready, everybody? Time to cruise. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah. Move, top this, man. Move this. What's up? Malcolm Nance live in Studio 3 Hours. Glenn Kirshner coming up in a couple of minutes.
That's right.
John Fugel's like, Frangela, yep. That is a party. And the president's here. Hi.
We have a better relationship and tighter control over our destiny now than we've ever had. And, you have Germany increasing their budget by over 2%. You have Japan doing the same thing. If these guys don't want to help Ukraine, I get it. They don't want to do that. But what are they going to do when Russia rolls across Ukraine or into Belarus or anywhere else?
Only listen to Malcolm Nance about Ukraine.
Right.
He will be on Bill Maher tonight. As the main guest about Ukraine, because it is amazing that, as we talk about every time, Malcolm, to have it's not just the Tulsi Gabbards, it's, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greens, it's anybody in that party doing Putin's talking points about Ukraine.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. You know, one of the questions people ask me all the time is, why did you do that? Why did you feel that you had to go put your life at risk, all right, and believe? Just being in certain parts of Ukraine, sitting still is putting your life at risk, right? The city I was in was under constant bombardment. Right across the street from one of our safe houses, an Iskander missile. It's this giant battlefield ballistic missile with a 2,000-pound warhead. It exploded over the city. It malfunctioned. Yeah. And the warhead came down in the apartment building across the street from us, and we were underground. It literally shook the ground.
Yeah.
But had it exploded, we would be having a very different Malcolm Nance memorial show.
Yeah.
But those people deserve our assistance. It's the heart of democracy in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
They stopped Russia from reinstating the new Iron Curtain of Belarus and a Russian-occupied Ukraine. They saved their language. They saved their culture. They saved their Teslas, and I've never seen so many Teslas in Europe. I was just in Stuttgart, saw more Teslas in Kyiv, Ukraine.
By the way, I need my tweets from this morning, because we got to talk about Elon Musk and Starlink and all that. You got to explain some of that to us.
Right. But, yeah, I'll explain it to him, all right.
Yeah. By the way, Chris made a good point about Hillary Clinton never mentioned Tulsi Gabbard by name.
No.
In 2016, it was Tulsi that went, I'm not a Russian asset.
Exactly. And why is she talking about me? I mean.
Yes. All right. All right. More with Malcolm Nance, 29 minutes after the hour, and Glenn Kirshner next.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. The Kansas City Chiefs have taken down the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57. Correspondent Steve Futterman is in Glendale, Arizona at the game.
The Kansas City Chiefs never led in this game until the fourth quarter. Kansas City entered the fourth quarter trailing by 6 points, but that's when Patrick Mahomes took control. Even with an injured ankle, he was able to lead the Chiefs to 17 points in the final quarter. The final 3 points coming on a field goal with 8 seconds left.
It was Harrison Butker who kicked that game-winning field goal to end the game at 38-35.
Feels amazing, just to see all the confetti. You know, you try not to think about it too much leading up to the week, I guess 2 weeks of preparation, but you know, it's amazing now that all the dreams, all the visualizing that we're going to win came true.
The Chiefs win their second NFL title in 4 years, and two-time NFL MVP Mahomes earned his second Super Bowl MVP award. CBS News Special Report on that.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look, there's no way that Putin is going to be able to cope. He's already lost Ukraine. The idea that he's ever going to be able to well, here's what he thought. He thought that if he invaded Ukraine, first of all, he'd get a welcome by every Russian speaker. They'd say, come on in. Secondly, he thought what would happen is that NATO would collapse. NATO would not do anything. Right. They'd be afraid to act. Then he thought, anyway, go down the line. None of that's happening.
Thank you, Dark Brandon. Thanks to heroes like Malcolm Nance, who brought me my own stuffed javelin from Ukraine.
You cannot get those javelins in the United States.
Nope.
You can't even get them in Europe. You got to get them in Ukraine only.
It's my binky when you're not here.
Yeah. God,
I love that it's been fired and has like flames coming out of the
head. Yes. The stinger is twice as big.
Yeah. I'm holding Malcolm Nance's stinger. Wow.
This javelin.
Right. This is like my own personal Chippendales this morning. Look at this. Thank God.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again. MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
Stephanie Miller
show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
I know, we're just making each other jealous. Whenever Nicole Wallace says, I have Glenn Kirshner, I'm like, no, you don't have Glenn Kirshner. I have Glenn Kirshner. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, Steph. And I have to say, the first thing I see is you holding another man's missile. I get a little jealous.
Bust out the big gavel of justice.
I bring everyone down to my level.
Yes.
Glenn, let's start.
But can I say, because you have my friend Malcolm there with you, if you open the dictionary and look up, put your money where your mouth is,
yes,
you're going to see Malcolm's picture.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother, for what you do.
Are you kidding? The interviews that I give, I go at some point, you need to talk to Glenn Kirshner. Because somebody needs to.
That's
somebody
what happens
weigh
here.
In. It's a lawyer.
Every 2 seconds.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn, so let's obviously start with the big news. Pence gets subpoenaed.
Yeah.
Our friend Jill Weinbanks said even if Pence tries to delay testifying in response to Jack Smith's subpoena, the delay does not have to be long. During Watergate, we subpoenaed the president's tapes on April 16th, 1974, argued in SCOTUS on July 8th, and had a decision on July 24th. 2 weeks later, Nixon resigned. I mean, I know we're not in Watergate times anymore, but what do you think of this whole Pence thing?
You know, I think the most interesting question now is, will Mike Pence try to delay his appearance? I'm not so sure he will, because he knows it's a losing proposition legally. Frankly, I don't know what kind of a proposition it is politically. I don't pretend to understand the calculations that people like Mike Pence make politically, but I saw a recent poll where Mike Pence was polling well below, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. So, I don't know who Mike Pence's base is. Is it the people who wanted to hang him on January 6th? So, but, you know, I think he may have actually asked for this subpoena. And I say that because, you know, he was negotiating, it was reported, for quite a while with special counsel, with the Department of Justice, to perhaps come in for a voluntary sit down, a voluntary interview. It may be that his team said, listen, give us the subpoena and we'll appear, because that is a legal obligation. Yeah. You're being directed by the judge who supervises the grand jury to appear and testify. That gives him some legal cover. He can now at least say, listen, it was my legal duty to testify, and that's why I'm doing it, not because I'm comfortable turning on Trump. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know if he's going to try to delay it. If he does try to delay it, Steph, he will not succeed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, politically, you're right. He is like Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense. He's the only one that doesn't know he's dead. Politically.
Wait, what?
Politically.
Oh, my God. Spoiler alert. I'm so sorry. He was dead the whole time. Okay.
Stephanie.
Also, I gave away the end to Night Mother yesterday, and I'm sorry, but it's kind of in the title, Night Mother. So, Glenn, but does this give you, we talk every week about being impatient for justice. This is a more aggressive move. It does seem like we're moving up to, as you always say, the suits from the boots on the ground. What do you think?
Yeah, let's look at the silver lining here. Jack Smith was appointed as special counsel November 18th. Less than 3 months ago, he has gone scorched earth. He's issued the kind of subpoenas that Merrick Garland's Department of Justice should have issued more than a year ago. But you know what? He's moving quickly, and he has now subpoenaed the single most important witness in the investigation. And if we can read the tea leaves, you know, when we're investigating large-scale conspiracies or criminal enterprises, we will typically wait until the very end of the grand jury investigation to subpoena the most important witness or witnesses. Why do we do that? Because we want to get all of the lesser witnesses locked into the grand jury. We want to learn what we can from their testimony, and then we want to use it to craft our examination, our Q&A for the really big, important witnesses. And, you know, so Jack Smith is following a blueprint, and the next step in the blueprint is we've presented everybody, we have enough evidence to indict, and we're going to ask the grand jury to vote out charges against Donald Trump and his criminal associates, his co-conspirators. So that's where I think Jack Smith is headed.
Yeah. This entire week, can I just say, he's been like a sexy liberal wet dream for me. Yesterday, we had future Senator Adam Schiff on, who's been right about Russia every step of the way. Malcolm Nance, who literally wrote the book and books about it. Cut to D.C. sexy liberal. There's you and Jamie Raskin. And there's Jamie Raskin yesterday. Let's take a listen about Durham, and this all ties together.
Consider the John Durham investigation. At the urging of Republicans, including the good chairman, the John Durham special counsel investigation was set up in 2019 by Barr to try to find wrongdoing by intelligence or law enforcement agencies in the origins of the Mueller investigation. And we've heard some of the murmurings about this today. After 4 years and millions of dollars spent, the Durham investigation closed as a total flop without unearthing anything like the deep state conspiracy that Republicans have been denouncing around here for years. It couldn't find anything of substance to it. Yet Barr and Durham kept pressing in clearly abusive ways. I hope your subcommittee will investigate.
There it is, right? I mean, it seems like, first of all, these hearings are just blowing up on Republicans in the worst possible way. I mean, the, Dan Goldman's and the Jamie Raskin's are just eating them alive. So what do you think about the Durham investigation, you know, them at least investigating the Durham investigation?
Yeah, you know, it was destined for failure. And I'll tell you, nothing's more corrosive to government service or to, you know, the mission of law enforcement than when, you know, and I've used this as an example. If somebody had assigned me a criminal investigation and I investigated it aggressively and thoroughly and exhaustively and ethically, and I reached a conclusion, either there's enough evidence to indict or there's not enough evidence to indict. After I reached that conclusion, if somebody from the Trump administration, under which I worked before I retired, somebody came down and said, okay, Glenn, now we're going to investigate you for conducting that investigation. Are you flipping kidding me? You know, I can tell you, I would not have received that information well, and I would have tried to convince them to change course, or I would have quit, as some of my friends did, who, for example, were part of the Roger Stone trial team when Donald Trump and Bill Barr tried to squirrel that case and others. You know, this is not the way public service works, and I'm glad the Durham investigation has been exposed for the you-know-what show that it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Dick Durbin wrote a letter to Merrick Garland. I was asking Malcolm about the Charles McGonigal stuff, and some of the questions Durbin asked are, did McGonigal do anything to tip the scales of justice in favor of anyone he's now linked it to in the indictments? What role did McGonigal play in 2016 FBI's Trump-Russia probe and the Mueller investigation? Is there any chance McGonigal compromised sources, methods, or evidence? How did one of the most elite counterintelligence operations not notice that one of its main guys was allegedly doing favors for a sanctioned Russian oligarch while he was still on the FBI payroll? So a lot more shoes to drop in this McGonigal thing, don't you think?
Yeah, the McGonigal thing shook me to my core, and I've talked with Frank Figliuzzi about this. You know, I worked with the FBI when we were working RICO cases in the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office, and to a man and a woman, the people I worked with were just remarkable law enforcement officers and agents and just really honorable public servants. So when I see this, listen, I'm not so naive to say that our institutions don't have bad apples. You know, you got bad prosecutors, bad judges, bad agents, bad defense attorneys. I understand that. But when people at the highest levels of our nation's counterintelligence mission are in bed with Russians the way Trump was in bed with Russians, I mean, it really does shake my faith in our institutions. And it makes me realize that, you know, reform, when we talk about governmental and institutional reform, that can't just be, you know, a pretty word. We really have to work to reform our institutions if we're going to restore the faith and confidence of the American people in organizations like the FBI and the DOJ.
Malcolm, I know this isn't your area of expertise. Are you following this?
Yeah, I am. And question, I have a little something about it because I went and looked up something.
Counterintelligence, you know, Russia. I just thought.
Alder James was CIA's chief of counterintelligence, and he also was out to hunt for spies, including the one that they were looking for, which was himself.
Yeah.
That's the that literally he was out hunting for himself. And the FBI had a spy that was working for Russia also. Do you remember his name? But my question is this, and here's the killer, and I'm ready to blow all of your minds.
Okay.
Someone recommended that Peter Strzok, the FBI's top spy hunter at that time, be taken out by the Trump administration. Was it McGonagall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would take out the guy that would find him working with the Russians?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the counterintelligence is me. Is that that's funny because Peter Strzok was the most effective Russian hunter the FBI had. He worked Russia mafia cases in New York City. He's the guy that would have found the Deripaska link. And then suddenly Donald Trump has got this guy's name on his lips. Who put that name on his lips?
Yeah.
Someone from the FBI. Who is in counterintelligence?
I mean, I guess what's left, Glenn, is McGonagall going to flip, do you think?
Yeah, that'd be sexy.
Well, here's the thing. You know, when I saw that very public, very splashy announcement that he has been indicted in not one but two federal venues, federal court, that to me sent a signal that they have not been able to bring him on board. They've not been able to break him. They've not been able to flip him. So they had to go public and try to shame him into cooperation. You know, usually when we catch spies, we manage to flip them because we understand the importance of knowing what they know and how they compromised our national security. It looks like, at least thus far, McGonagall is not there, has not flipped. You know, the smart money is on him flipping rather than taking these things to trial because he's dead in the water.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really is important to our national security. Unfortunately, that we now know how he compromised our safety.
Yeah. Speaking of it, you tweeted, you've been watching all the Mark Pomerantz interviews, I'm sure. You said prosecutor Mark Pomerantz pursued racketeering indictment of Donald Trump, but DA Alvin Bragg said, no, let's look at the available evidence to see who has the better argument. What was your reaction to everything he said this week and his book?
You know, I would not have chosen to do what he did. I mean, if, you know, I was a prosecutor for 30 years, and I think I would have been uncomfortable writing about investigations that had not resulted in prosecutions that were not completely over. So, you know, I would have chosen another path. But what we learned from him reinforces my belief that for whatever reason, Alvin Bragg was not up to the task of indicting Donald Trump. And what really brought that into full focus is not just what Pomerantz said, but the fact that Bragg went after the Trump Organization for a 15-year-long criminal scheme to defraud in the first degree, basically rampant tax fraud. The Trump Organization was being run as a corrupt enterprise, and he had the goods on Donald Trump. Pomerantz said so, but even more importantly, Steph, the prosecutor who made the closing argument in the Trump Organization case said to the jury, ladies and gentlemen, the evidence that you saw during the course of this trial against the Trump Organization proves that Donald Trump explicitly approved the fraud. As an officer of the court with, you know, an ethical code of conduct, you can't say that if you don't have the evidence to back it up. What does that tell us? Bragg's own prosecutors were arguing to a jury that Donald Trump committed crimes for which he should have been indicted. Why Bragg chose to kill that case, I don't know. It looks like he's playing catch up now because it may be that a fellow state prosecutor, Fani Willis, is on the eve of indicting Donald Trump. And let's face it, Alvin Bragg is a political animal. He wants to get reelected. So now all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm going to go take this one small sliver of crimes against Donald Trump, the Stormy Daniels hush money payment. I'm going to reinvigorate that investigation. I'll believe Alvin Bragg will indict Donald Trump when I see a public indictment that I can read for myself.
And what do we, in every investigation, right, follow the money, I mean, you know, it's like financial crime seems to be, even in this, you know, the Italian part of the Durham story, it's like Al Capone, right? I mean, everybody says it. The fact that Mueller could not follow the financial stuff, as you talked about in your book, Malcolm.
Ordered not to.
Yeah, exactly.
And the spy stuff.
But doesn't it always come back to that with Donald Trump?
Of course it comes back to money.
Yeah.
But I got a question for you real quick, Glenn.
Yeah.
And now I completely forgot.
Oh, no.
It's too early.
It's too early.
No, it's not a question too early. I'm just too old. So, but,
also, sugar crash from the donuts.
Oh, sugar crash from the donuts. But no, Glenn, wasn't it you who said the other day that there is clearly two systems of justice in the United States now? That there is a Donald Trump level?
I wish that wasn't the case.
That's the danger.
But I was in federal court yesterday watching the Proud Boys trial, and then I walked 100 feet up the fourth floor corridor, and I watched my friend and former colleague, Kate Ricozzi, give her opening statement in the third Oath Keepers trial. And then downstairs, we had that idiot, Kevin Seafried, who was the guy seen carrying that enormous Confederate flag through the halls of Congress, sentenced to 3 years in prison, not to be confused with his 24-year-old son, because for the Seafried family, insurrection is a family affair. His son is doing 2 years in prison because dad and son went and attacked the Capitol together. And Malcolm, the boots of the insurrection, some of them are poor dupes, not smart enough to separate fact from fiction about stolen elections. The boots of the insurrection, the people with no power, no influence, no connections, are going to prison every day. And the person who gave the order, the suits of the insurrection, Donald Trump and his criminal command structure, are playing golf and going to dinner parties and holding fundraisers.
Yep.
And for God's sakes, Donald Trump is running for re-election. There are two systems of justice in this country, and this is not the first instance of that we've seen.
Steffi's dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
by the way, there was a fun fact in, I think it was Rachel Maddow's Ultra, is that there was some right-wing whack that would not vote for Goldwater because my dad was too mean to Nazis, which I just...
And it runs in the family, apparently. But my quick point is, in Judgment at Nuremberg,
Right.
There's this fight between the judges, and Spencer Tracy is really torn up. And the other judge is like, well, they're just judges. You know, they were just following their orders, and they're fine people, and they're very nice.
Right.
And Spencer Tracy, in his final speech, it might have been your dad, says it was the justices of the German Supreme Court that were on trial.
Yeah, yeah.
The people who passed all the laws excluding people.
Yeah, we are super late. I choose to believe that all the sexy liberal streams crossing this week is going to move Merrick Garland, and we're going to get this done.
Yeah, somebody smack.
Love you, Glenn Kirshner.
With a cookie.
Yeah.
Love you, Steph.
We'll see you next week. All right.
See you guys.
Bye.
52 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde's Dinovite. They're small, but they're mighty, Malcolm. I know they're much smaller than the dogs I've had all my life, but they are, I mean, I'm telling you, that one's a rat hunter.
They were already wrestling me for donuts.
Yeah. It's because they're powered by Dinovite. It's a meal booster, a freeze-dried meat meal topper. It's loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious, meaty taste. And it's packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and their immune system. I supplement, so I have my doggy supplement. I know they're getting everything they need. 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. You got nothing to lose. Dinovite.com. That's Dinovite.com. Terms apply. See site for details.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you could do the flowers thing again this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. Did I mention Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie, save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie, CozyEarth.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Yeah, yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. We have crossed the sexy liberal streams. Adam Schiff yesterday, at Malcolm Nansen Studio, Glenn Kirshner, John Fugelsang is coming up. I don't know what... this could be the end. We could rapture. It could be too much sexy liberal all in one place.
Yeah, no such thing.
Yeah, all right. And Frangela, of course, in hour three. And then it's a party. 58 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance in studio.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike.
across the country in most every state. The Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.